You in a somber mood as you see that the end very much in sight for the shuttle program, or is it time to move on to something with more capability?
I am in a somber mood as I see the end of the shuttle program approaching. It is time to move on to a different vehicle. We haven't had a new vehicle in over 30 years, and that's not a reason in itself just to move on. But the shuttle has done its job. It's given us access to a low Earth orbit for a number of years. It's allowed us to build this International Space Station. Of course, we couldn't have even thought about building this space station without the shuttle. And we do need to move on if our vision is to stay for the future of space exploration is to stay where it is today, and that is to move beyond the space station and go back to the moon and not just do it for a couple of days like we did in Apollo 30 years ago, but to live and work up there for a prolonged period of time, weeks, months, many months. Having said all that, it still makes me somewhat uncomfortable to know that we're going to be stopping our access to space at least 4 years before the Orion vehicle is ready to fly with humans aboard.
What are your hopes in terms of those first few missions for Orion, and what will they be able to do?
Well, the first few missions for Orion, when we start flying in 2015, will be going to the International Space Station. There will be test missions to test out the new vehicle and test its docking capability with the International Space Station. It's my understanding that we're not planning lunar missions until close to the year 2020. Certainly, I'd like to go sooner than later. But that's as far as us developing the architecture and a couple of new vehicles to be able to get us there. That's right now. That's how long it's going to take us. I tell you, to me, the biggest disappointment is the fact that we're going to stop flying the shuttle at least 4 years before we start flying the Orion. Our country has spent a lot of money and many years of flying space shuttle missions to build this International Space Station. And essentially, as soon as we get done building it, we're going to rely exclusively on one of our international partners, Russia in particular, to get us to the International Space Station for at least 4 years. Now, the Russians have been very good partners of ours, and we've both have benefited from our relationship with each other in the construction and the maintenance and the operation of the International Space Station, but it makes me uncomfortable not only as an astronaut, but certainly as a taxpayer, to have spent so many billions of dollars on a project that is very, very worthwhile and many, many years of constructing this, only to immediately turn our access over exclusively to somebody else other than ourselves.
Was it for planning in terms of federal funding, or I guess what's the root of why things worked out the way they did?
Well, I believe the reason it worked out that way is that previous administrator, Mr. Mike Griffin, was tasked with coming up with a plan on how to develop and build a new space program, that being the Constellation program, the heart of it being the Orion vehicle. To get from here to there, based on a very fixed budget, under the assumption that you'd have very limited budget increases from year to year, his monetary path to making ends meet was to retire the shuttle by 2010 and then be able to use the funds that were made available, or that the funds that were necessary to operate a shuttle program, be able to convert those into monies to be used for the procurement of the hardware for the new vehicle. So it was all it was all a matter of money, of why we could not fly a shuttle right up until we started flying the Orion.
And are we expected, do you think we'll be able to reach Mars with this vehicle?
Gosh, I should hope so, but that's so far in the distant future. You know, the plan is to hopefully get to the moon by 2020 and within 10 years after that get to Mars. But right now we're still in very much in the development stages of designing the architecture just to get us back to the moon and to be able to get up there and live and work there for prolonged periods of time.